Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Junks on 106.7 The Fan. Monumental Sports Network. Team 980 as well. Scheduled to join us is Devontae Smith-Pelly, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. I believe he's joining us right now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Devontae Smith-Pelly. What's up, DSP? Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. By the way, man. If anybody ever sees DSP in downtown DC or anywhere in the DMV, you should always buy this man a drink.
Buy him a drink.
Okay, buy him a drink. He had 7 goals and an assist.
Get him a haircut.
In the Caps Stanley Cup run from 2018.
For life.
So you see him saddle up to a bar, you say, I'm going to buy that fine fella a drink.
When's the last time that happened, DSP?
Honestly, last night I went out and I didn't pay for anything. So,
see,
there you go.
That's beautiful.
Nice life you've carved out for yourself, buddy.
It's a great world.
So, Devontae, another guy who shouldn't be paying for drinks or meals or anything anytime soon in DC is Logan Thompson for the way he's played in the first 2 games. Were you surprised at how effective he's been since he came off the injury? And just talk about his play through these first 2 games. I mean, he's been spectacular, way better than anybody could have imagined.
Oh, definitely not surprised. I think, you know, you look at his record, you look at his, his first 40 games that he played in the season. It was really, really good. I think we saw a lot of that during the regular season, him playing a lot of really good games, making timely saves. I obviously the playoffs is amplified, but I think when you look at his body of work for the whole season, this is kind of what it's been. It's good goaltending. So coming off an injury, you obviously never know how somebody's going to react from missing games and then jumping into the playoffs. Obviously, it's a big jump, but this is the goaltending that they've been getting from him all season. So that way, I'm not really surprised.
And Chucky's such a good teammate. Like, I'm sure that he's completely happy that Thompson is back, that he got tabbed to be the starter. If he needs to go in, I'm sure he's going to go in and perform admirably, but he has to be thrilled at the way Thompson's playing. Those guys just had a good synergy all season long.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can't speak for Chucky, but as a player, you always want to play. But the relationship they have and the support they have for each other is great. There's no bad blood. There's no I wish I was in there instead of him or anything like that. They're 100% about the team. So I'm definitely not worried about that. If you're going to go on a long playoff run, you're going to need probably both goalies anyway. So I'm sure Chucky will be ready when called upon.
So are you concerned at all that the Caps seem to have outplayed, I'd say, at least 4 of the 6 periods? There have been parts of the 3rd period sometimes where you feel like you're kind of on the wrong side of it. But we're not able to pull away. At one point yesterday, I think we had 26 shots that are 11. I know that's not the perfect metric, but I like it pretty good. and we just weren't able to pull away. Is that something to be concerned about, or is that just something maybe unique to this series because their goalie's playing great too?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's any concern. Would you like to, you know, kind of get that third goal to make it, 3-0 or make it 3-1 earlier in the game? Yeah, obviously. But like you said, their goalie's playing really well. They obviously have that push, which is regular. That's going to happen in the playoffs as teams are up 2-0, 2-1, and the other team gets a little bit of a push and gets a lot of shots. But no, I definitely wouldn't say there's some concern. It's not as if they're taking their foot off the gas at 2-0 or 2-1. They're still pushing, but like you said, the goaltender on the other side is playing well as well.
So Devontae, with Pro out with the injury, and we saw him skating yesterday, hopefully he's back in a bit, they needed other guys to step up, help provide offense, and Bevilier has gone above and beyond. He's been really good in these first two games. Talk about him, and we touched on this earlier, like, why does that guy, like, change teams so often? He's been on a bunch of different teams in the NHL. He's a young player that seems pretty skilled. Why do you think he's had a hard time, like, sticking in one place throughout his career?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to say because he's had some really good seasons, stats-wise and stuff like that. But, I can't speak for other teams, but I think maybe, he's kind of caught in between, when he came into the league, he was a complete skill guy and had a couple of years successfully as that, as an Islander and stuff like that. And as you move around, I guess different teams have different ideas of what you are. But if you look at his playoff stats in total, he's always been a playoff performer. So him getting a chance to play with Ovi, they got a little bit of a matchup advantage with some of the other lines taking the Montreal top line. So I'm definitely not surprised that he looks this way early in the series, and I think he'll continue to be a big part of the Caps' success.
All right, so game three, Devontae is going to be raucous up in Montreal at the Bell Center. It's probably going to be a great atmosphere. Montreal probably has some confidence. Those young kids probably have some confidence based on how they've played, especially in the third period of games one and two. What are you seeing? What do you think the big key for Washington is in game three on the road?
Well, the atmosphere in the Bell Center is unlike any arena ever. So that first 10 minutes is going to be super important. Even if guys have played playoff games in the past, that first 10 minutes in the Bell Center is going to be probably a shock to a lot of guys. It's extremely loud. The building shakes right from the start. So yeah, I think it'll be important for the first 10 minutes to kind of weather that storm. And as loud as and, rowdy as that crowd gets, they also aren't very patient. So, if you have a good first 10 minutes and don't let the crowd kind of get into it and get the team excited, you can kind of use the crowd against that team. So I think the start will be super important. If you have a good first 10 minutes, the crowd will start feeling it, and I think the pressure will kind of shift to the other team.
Joined by Devontae Smith-Pelly, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports Network. So last night, the Caps out-hit Montreal by 7. Hmm. Talk about what it's like going through a series when you're facing a team like the Caps. It's big and physical and hits a lot. Like the toll that it takes on you and your teammates when those guys are just constantly coming at you in waves throughout the series. How does that take an effect on you and your body going through each series with a team like the Caps?
Yeah, it takes a massive toll, obviously, physically with, bumps and bruises. But, I'll give an example. I think later in the third period, Lane Hudson, who's a young kid, really good defenseman, you know, he's been going back and getting pucks all night, and you know, he loves to have the puck, and he kept going back and getting hit and getting hit and getting hit. And then late in the third period, he looked over his shoulder and he saw Tom Wilson, and he just decided, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm over it. So it takes a toll physically, but mentally, especially for a younger team, you know, how much are they willing to just keep dealing with that? How much are they willing to, every single time they go back and get the puck, do they have to look over their shoulder and they're getting hit? And it doesn't have to be, you know, the hardest hit ever, but it's every single time you're on the ice. And eventually, like last night, you'll see guys just start to, I don't want to do that anymore, and that's how you create turnovers, and that's how you create scoring chances. So it's extremely important. You might not see the effects of the forecheck and the hitting every single night or for every single guy, but I guarantee you majority of guys, eventually they look up and they say, I don't want to do that anymore, and it takes away the scoring chance.
How were you feeling last night when they pulled Montembeau and it was 6-on-5 and they were getting some really good shots, and you know, Logan was making unbelievable saves there, deflections, and I was in bed, but I was on the edge of my bed, Devontae, believe me. I thought they were going to score there. How are you feeling with all those good shots they were getting off?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think, you know, Logan was kind of in that zone where, for me personally, it didn't seem like they were going to score. On 6-on-5, you know, the other team's going to get a couple chances. I thought the Caps did a good job of at least making it tougher. The game before, towards the end, I don't think they did a great job at defending and getting the puck out, but you know, there's a lot of sacrifice of the body and things like that. But the way Logan was playing it looked like he was going to keep the door shut, and obviously he did.
Devontae, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. It's Devontae Smith-Pelly, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports Network. And everybody remember, his money is no good around you if you see him out and about in public. Thanks, Devontae.
Appreciate
the time, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. That Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com. NFL.com right now. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Junks War Room. We're going to crunch the numbers. We're going to run a mock draft all the way up to 29, and then we're going to battle it out to see who the Commanders are going to take at pick number 29. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.